Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Did you hear in the weather the word frost? Uh-oh. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Mark Pastoria, Kristen Kuchawa, Brian Morton. Listen, it is definitely feeling a little different than it did a week ago. When we were opening the show on those mornings last week, we were, you know, still, it was, I don't know, we had a day 87 last week. Now they're using the term frost for the first time, maybe in the outlying areas. Tomorrow morning when we wake up, it's going to be in the 30s, this morning in the 40s.
Oh, ooh. No.
Cover your plants.
It's coming. Cover
close
your plants.
Close the pool. Well,
listen, close the pool. That's for sure.
Better run that filter today.
You better get to work on that. Listen, we covered a story yesterday on the show about General Motors deciding to go to a three-day work week, calling its white-collar employees back to the office 3 days a week. Now, we've been hearing a lot, obviously, about working from home, hybrid work models. Their employees are just as productive being at home, et cetera, et cetera. Well, General Motors said, time to come back into the office. It's important for us at least 3 days a week to be in the office and to be together. Well, this morning, news out, big backlash. GM employees say, not so fast, not so fast. We're not going to do it. Now, this is interesting, guys. The backlash actually caused GM's leadership to rethink its requirement to bring people back into the office 3 days a week. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's kind of incredible.
It really is. I mean,
I don't know. We can't talk because we're here every day, but I'm thinking 3 days seems like a nice compromise considering if they've been remote for 2 years.
Well, exactly. I mean, well, let me ask you this. Do you buy into this notion? You know, some said that productivity was just as good when people were working from home entirely as it was when people were at the office. Well, I think there was some in the beginning, some real push to, you know, keep up the productivity. But now we've heard things like quiet quitting, this phenomenon that's going on. We've heard about, you know, the vacation Friday where you're actually at work being paid full time, supposed to be working on your Friday, but it's close to the weekend. It's Friday. Gardening needs a little tending today. A few weeds in the garden, better get out there and take care of that instead. Listen, whatever it may be, I think leadership began to realize that maybe not just as productive as when we're all together. And we also ran a study right here on, I think it was the Business Beat that we do on Paul W.'s show, about how critical, a study showing how critical it is for innovation to occur. Creativity and innovation requires teams to be together at companies, requires it. They actually did, through their study, they did a demonstration that innovation goes down at companies when people aren't together in the office. And I buy that. I really do. I buy into that. Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Jeff, I think, didn't we also talk about, maybe it was on the Business Beat or in the morning show, we talked about how when people were working remotely and, you know, productivity, so to say, was so high, people were getting burnt out easier because they were by themselves. They were, all they were doing was working. And so, you know, mental health was just always a topic on the top of everybody's mind right now.
Very relevant point. Yes.
It was actually affecting people's work, even though, yes, they were being productive. It was affecting their whole state of being because that's all they were doing from home was working. So there's a lot of
I'm really glad you raised that point. Yes, I'm really glad you raised that point. That's important. You're right. You know, in the beginning, being at home, tapping into your Zoom, connecting with your team that way, that was kind of a novelty. And as I say, everyone pushed hard. I remember people thought in the beginning of the pandemic, a couple of weeks of this, maybe a month or two, and we'll be back. In the meantime, you know, I'm going to push hard and make the Zoom work, making all the rest of it work, working from home. Well, it didn't happen. And of course, we know it went on for a year or two, even in this post-pandemic era. You can see GM workers saying, we're not coming back for 3 days a week. So interesting. We'll see what happens there. Listen, other news, of course, Hurricane Ian bearing down on Florida right now. You know, Florida's a great state. Lots of good reason to go to Florida. That's for sure. Nice to visit in the winter, especially from those of us who are Michiganders up here suffering from a really cold and frigid and dark winter. You go down to Florida, it's magic. But boy, those hurricanes, year after year after year, boarding up your house, being evacuated, This one, Ian, category 3, meaning 120 mile an hour winds. And the most concerning thing is that storm surge, of course. And that is not the wind, not the rain itself, but the after effect of the push of water, wall of water that surges, in this case, as it relates to Naples from the Gulf of Mexico. On the East Coast, of course, the Atlantic Ocean, and that water just surges. Now, this one expected to be 8 to 12 feet, dangerous stuff. It can easily sweep away cars, houses, and unfortunately people too. So dangerous, dangerous stuff. All right, listen, we're going to run to a quick break. We're going to come back with more. And when we do, we're going to be focused on education later in the show. But not just education in general, the difficulties, the uniquenesses, the challenges associated with rural education in Michigan these days. We've got it right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Stick with us. Back with more in a minute.